It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Tutcher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagful Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Oven.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash, no chance.
Oh!
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Tutcher and Rich. The Bankroll Boys are brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now and enter code SportsHub during sign up to try DraftKings for free. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Dan Lifschitz and Joe Murray both in studio today. How lucky are we to have both of them? And gentlemen, I did not mind the match that happened over the weekend. I did find it very long, but you're saying, Joe, and I don't know, Dan, if you share this sentiment, but Joe, you're saying it was a bettor's paradise.
Oh yeah, and you know, there's a couple of things that I think me and Dan both agree on. One, always fade Charles Barkley. Like, that is number one.
He's literally the worst.
Because whenever there was something that popped up, like, oh, hey, well, Tom Brady, you know, par this hole or hit this putt, he'd be like, I think Brady's got this one. And it was like, nope, he didn't.
Immediately rip out. Like, everything that Barkley said, the exact opposite would happen. Immediately
but
rip out.
But I think it was great that every hole you'd watch, which team was going to win, would they par, would they birdie, will they hit this shot, will they win this hole? I thought that was exciting, and it kept it interesting. DraftKings was right in your face, but I just think that that's the way sports needs to be now, is putting those gambling lines in your face. And, I mean, you guys were a casual watcher. I mean, viewer, did it bother you, or was it something that – because I think that's the way to go.
No.
I liked it.
Did the constant, like, updating of betting, is that what you're saying bothered
you?
Yeah,
like, did you like the lines in front of you so you knew, like, you
hell
knew
yeah,
who the
I
favorite
love it.
Was?
Yeah. See, to me, that's – I think that is something – right. It's, you know, up to this point, a lot of the leagues have had this false sense of, you know, we're above that. And now I like the fact that it's
– It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Yeah.
visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagful Awards.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bagamoney.
I had the oven.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cashless Chess.
Oh! 98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. The Bankroll Boys are brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now and enter code SPORTSHUB during sign up to try DraftKings for free. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Dan Lifschitz and Joe Murray both in studio today. How lucky are we to have both of them? And gentlemen, I did not mind the match that happened over the weekend. I did find it very long, but you're saying, Joe, and I don't know, Dan, if you share this sentiment, but Joe, you're saying it was a bettor's paradise.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, there's a couple of things that I think me and Dan both agree on. One, always fade Charles Barkley. Like, that is number one.
He's literally the worst.
Because whenever there was something that popped up, like, oh, hey, well, Tom Brady, you know, par this hole or hit this putt, he'd be like, I think Brady's got this one. And it was like, nope, he didn't.
Immediately run out. Like, everything that Barkley said, the exact opposite would happen. Immediately
but
run out.
But I think it was great that every hole you'd watch, which team was going to win, would they par, would they birdie, will they hit this shot, will they win this hole? I thought that was exciting, and it kept it interesting. DraftKings was right in your face, but I just think that that's the way sports needs to be now, is putting those gambling lines in your face. And, I mean, you guys were a casual watcher. I mean, viewer, did it bother you, or was it something that – because I think that's the way to go.
No.
I liked it.
Did the constant, like, updating of betting, is that what you're saying bothered
you?
Yeah,
like, did you like the lines in front of you so you knew, like, you knew who the favorite was?
Hell yeah, I love it. Yeah. See, to me, that's – I think that is something – right. It's, you know, up to this point, a lot of the leagues have had this false sense of, you know, we're above that. And now I like the fact that it's being embraced because they know we're all doing it. And even if you're not doing it, just seeing the lines is always interesting. Yep. Just knowing, all right, well, the odds are this to do that. And I didn't really expect it to think, wow, people seem to think this or that. I don't mind that part of it. And it didn't seem like it doesn't seem obtrusive to me. Now, if it becomes the Ness and Scroll, you know, then I'm going to be a little, you know, that's going to be a little distracting. But yeah.
But it's also uniquely golf in that there's so much time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's such a, if you do it in some other sports, like in baseball, I guess you could do it like per at bat, or, you know, in tennis, you could obviously do it too. But in a game like basketball, I mean, you just, right? And you know what I'm saying? It'd be very difficult to do it the same way. Golf in that format is meant for that. How do you guys think that would translate to other sports in terms of what they did during the match?
I think you can do it in baseball for sure. Yeah. I mean, every batter up, you know, I mean, that's an easy to do.
And the in-game betting too.
Yeah. I mean, again, there's in-game betting for everything. So obviously you're not in progressive flow sports like soccer or basketball, it's going to be really hard to do. But after every timeout in basketball, you could put the live odds up, you know, something like that. Hockey, again, you know, every stoppage, every face-off, whatever, there's something to do there. NFL, it's every play.
And you know who started this, right? The XFL.
Right, yeah.
The XFL started this.
Sure. So, well, by the way, how much money did you guys actually put money down on the TB12 hat? Because, I mean, Dan, you said it best. It was the most sure thing bet in the history of sports.
Oh, yeah,
betting.
That's easy money. Yeah. I mean, even though you get no money back. I mean, even though it was.
I don't know. It wasn't that bad. It was only like, what, minus one?
It was minus 150 when I set it on here when I got it. And then
not bad.
It moved to like 500 before.
Yeah. I bet Tiger wouldn't wear a red shirt. That lost him. Oh, I put 25 bucks to win like a bunch on a hole in one, which they were close a couple of times.
No, they weren't. No one was close to a hole in one, but it's okay. I applaud the effort there, Joe.
Yeah, I applaud your just needing to gamble on something.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you've got something here that I find interesting on your sheet of odds that you've sent us, and that is for the first time in a long time, we are seeing at the top of the odds to win NFL Coach of the Year, Bill Belichick's name being thrown out there. Now, that makes sense, but it is wild how, you know, everyone always says, you know, every year he could win Coach of the Year. But, I mean, truly, this year, it's weird to see it up there, but he's right now the favorite, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah, the co-favorite with Bruce Arians at 12-1. And again, it makes sense because if the Patriots have similar type of success that they had last year with, you know, a first-year quarterback, and again, not a rookie, but first-year quarterback in Jared Stidham, then, I mean, I think Belichick deserves some sort of, you know, gratitude, award, whatever, no recognition of his, you know, greatness because of the fact that the Patriots are able to win 9-10 games without Tom Brady losing a lot of their defensive components and still win 9-10 games in what's supposedly a very hard schedule and now getting a tougher division because everyone is, you know, riding on the back of the Bills and thinks that they're the next, you know, greatest thing in the world.
Plus 1,800, Sean McDermott.
I went on a rant on the show the other week about how Sean McDermott sucks because he got pantsed by Bill O'Brien in the playoffs last year and everyone seemingly forgets that. You know, then I think Belichick does deserve some recognition there. Now, I mean, you can argue he's been Coach of the Year for how many years now? It is what it is. I think we all know that he's the greatest.
I just threw this up here because I thought the lines were big. Like, you can get Bill Belichick to be Coach of the Year. $100 gets you $1,200. Put $1,000 in there, you're at $12,000. So, I mean, these are really good odds. And there are other guys in here. Arians, I think the Bucks will be good. Mike McCarthy in Dallas, they will be good.
I wouldn't put money on Arians because of the Brady factor.
Yeah, I agree. More Belichick than Brady, than Bruce Arians, I agree.
But I see, and I don't like Andy Reid because they're coming off a Super Bowl.
Stefanski with the Browns could be interesting. If they can come out of that division.
They got that quarterback. Kingsbury, I mean, they could turn. Yeah. They could do something. Maybe get a little.
But if
Kingsbury
they do anything, when he gets votes, I mean, that's the thing. Is that, I mean, there's such.
Well, they're expected to be a lot better. Yeah. So there is an expectation there, but certainly he would be a candidate. There's no question about it.
Okay,
all right,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. So, okay, there's going to be a match three. Obviously, this is going to happen. It's not going to be nearly as popular. But you have here that you can bet on the playing partners. And Steph Curry is far and away. What is the deal with Steph Curry? Is it he's a good golfer or something? Because he's minus 240.
Yeah. Yeah, so he does that show Holy Moly, which is like the mini golf show, and like he's like super in the golf.
Okay, so he's a heavy favorite. Jordan is even, even though I don't think Jordan would ever do it. Romo is, I know he wants to be like a senior tour guy. Bill Murray, very excited to watch him wear a silly hat and prance around the course. Larry David I'd actually like because I think he would break down. Do they put, like, Mahomes isn't, that's not much of a draw. He's plus 500.
No.
Hey, Mahomes. And you're like, oh, yeah, he's pretty good at football.
Can we just rank these on who we'd actually want to see? Because I don't care about Steph Curry. Like, Steph Curry, great athlete. I don't care about his personality. It doesn't mean anything to me.
I would have won Jordan and David if you had to give me the two.
Yeah, Tony Romo, I'd be interested in just how good is he? You know what I mean? Right. We hear how great he is on the golf course. You know, I'd like to see it. You know,
I just like the idea that Drew Brees would be the guy.
Nah.
Can you imagine if it's Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees? They might just call it Turn It Off.
I want to see Charles Barkley. I don't know about you guys. I want to see him on the course.
I've had enough of him with, like, that he sucks at golf.
But he's a trash talker, and he's good at it. Like, it's not dad joke trash talk. Like, Barkley's good when he does it.
Wouldn't you guys like Jordan Barkley? They hate, or at least Jordan hates Barkley now. Wouldn't you want that?
Oh, that's a good matchup.
Isaiah Thomas in that, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Jordan's not going to do it with Barkley or Isaiah.
Of course
Jordan's
not.
Yeah, Jordan's not going to do it. Maybe he'd do it with Bill Murray, who wears like a silly umbrella cap.
It's a Space Jam reunion.
It's funny because I like Bill Murray. You know, like I think he's a funny man. Not on the golf course. Like, he's like, you know, puts his, like, you know, shirt on his head when he's in the sand trap. Hey, look, I'm in the desert. He becomes Robin Williams. He becomes very free associating over there on the golf course.
You have to think of great,
exceptionally annoying.
Great trash talkers, though. Like, Brad Marchand comes, but I don't know if he's a big enough name for something like this. But, you know, if we did a local version, that'd probably be something that would be of interest. But I don't know. Like, could Dennis Rodman, is he a guy that can golf?
I got it. How about Dennis Rodman and Gary Busey?
Oh, yeah.
Just let them loose.
You're going to just watch Mickelson
lose. Charlie Sheen.
Rodman would just walk off the course if he screwed up. Like, that'll be.
No, they're going to be playing bocce ball. Busey's going to be eating the balls. Right, Rodman's going to be throwing them down, down the course.
Right. Robin's going to be like, you know, swinging a club at a guy, and meanwhile, Busey's going to be taking a dump in the eighth hole. Yeah. I mean, that's what I want to see.
I found a toilet. Look at the hole.
You see,
Busey's going to be making love to the eighth hole. Look at this, it's a hole.
Look at the pole, yeah.
See, that's what we need. There needs to be a maniac factor. And really, you know, like, who cares
what if
about
Manson
Patrick
was still? What if Manson was still alive and you have him and you go, hey, you need to get him clubs.
Excuse me, Mr. Manson, are you a good golfer? Damn it, woman, I'm Jesus Christ. All right, cool, man. You do what you want to do.
You know, there's a man up there. He's going to come out here. He's saying to you, oh, they'll try to get you to be a slave. But yes, maybe they're going to get the faster guy to play. All right. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the NHL. First of all, what are your feelings on the round robin situation? Are you guys a fan of that as gamblers, or what do you think?
I mean, it's okay. I mean, listen, this year, if they want to get, you know, if they have to change it up to get, you know, the league going to get the players to agree, then, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, it's fine. I don't personally love it. I think that some of the matchups are okay. Like Toronto Columbus is, you know, a good matchup. But to be honest with you, I'm not really, you know, into the rest. I mean, like, the Blackhawks Oilers doesn't draw me. Most of these matchups don't draw me in. And I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to get all the Canadian teams in because that's how they're going to be able to make all the revenue. Yeah, exactly. It's smart. But it's just, I don't know. The first round of the matchups aren't really, there's no big names. There's nothing really exciting.
But there is something interesting, though, is when you look at the odds to win the Stanley Cup, they have Columbus at plus 8,000, and I don't think that's the silliest bet in the world to make.
No, I think the Columbus is plus 650 right now.
I'm seeing plus 8,000 according to what they have here.
Oh, that's Colorado. I think you're looking at 650.
Oh, I'm looking at Colorado. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I thought it was Columbus.
And I think a team like that could come out winning this whole thing. You know, again, Toronto. Right now, I think Tampa Bay is the favorite. If the line moved overnight, Tampa Bay is your favorite to win the whole thing, followed by the Bruins. The Flyers are in there and the Capitals are in there. Normally, when it comes to hockey, you got to fade the square play. You know, the Bruins and Lightning right now might be your square plays. We've had a different winner every year. So there's value all over the board here, considering. But are things going to change? I don't know what teams are going to be like. Is everyone going to play? Are there other NHL players that might not play? Could someone get sick? There's a lot of factors in here. That's why I think it's a wide open tournament. And, you know, like Toronto, who knows, right? A team that was out of it and had no hope. They could be a scary team if they can advance to the first round.
Joe, we were talking yesterday about how this is going to be so tough to gauge who does well right out of the box, because how many times have you seen at the beginning of the NBA or the NHL season a team just start off on fire and then just peter out after like a month or so? And there's going to be teams that are like six seeds that are going to go on a tear. And then, you know, whether or not – and listen, if they can sustain that for however long this is going to take, a month and a half, 2 months, then great. But we've seen ones that just, you know, I think first-round upsets are going to be the thing when they first come back. I think there's going to be at least one massive upset that you're going to see in each, both the NHL and the NBA, just because of how weird it is. Young legs, veteran teams, who knows which one has an advantage, but you're going to find out pretty soon.
Well, and that's why I'm not sure I'd make a bet on literally any of these teams. The fact is that the value is pretty much gone when you think about the usual value you get, right? You get eight teams in each conference. Now you're getting 24 teams in total. There's pretty much no value left on the board for any of these teams at this point.
What about Columbus, though? Columbus could conceivably win the cup, and they're at plus 8,000.
Yeah, I like Columbus, but their goaltending situation leaves a lot to be desired.
No, I understand that, but if it's plus 8,000, am I wrong to think that?
Yeah, because it won't
might
be
as well 8, throw some money at it?
Yeah, it won't be 8,000 if they advance.
Right, but again, then you're probably chopping the odds in half. You're getting 40-1, and you only need what? You know, it's 16 teams at that point. It's a little bit, you know, the odds at that point are a little bit better. Now, again, I understand what you're talking about in terms of value, but if you're actually looking for the percentage chances of teams to win, 1 out of 24, and you're getting pretty much the same odds as 1 out of 16, it's a horrendous bet. So just value-wise, no one should be betting this. It's just there's no value on the board. Yeah,
Wait until the other rounds.
Right.
Because it's 8,000 now, it could be 4,000 the next round, it could be 2,000. And that's where you really find the value there.
All right. Well, listen, it is Dan Lifshitz, Joe Murray. How do people – now there's things to gamble on. Now we're back at it.
Yep.
Where can people hear you, gentlemen,
We're on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. here on the Sports Hub. One thing I wanted to add, guys, we have a tracker of arrests in the NFL.
Yes.
We're going to do that every week.
Hang on. So you here guys – we last week you came on the show – and gave us a breakdown on what kind of arrest would make this one amount of money. And, like, what was it, plus 1,600 that if somebody had a suspended license?
That's right, Montrevious Adams of the Packers.
Immediately after that, like, that afternoon, a week ago, like, right after you came on the show, boom, big money, big money.
So we get the weekly tracker going every week.
All right, so, and I hear Joe Murray's got the finest in mass. As he walks around the studio.
Nice.
Oh, I do. I got a little Bane-type mask.
Yeah. I have not had any necessity to wear a mask in weeks. So it's going to be weird to be back in a mask area. I've not been inside any public places, really. All right. Well, you gentlemen, enjoy yourselves. We will be back in just a matter of moments.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm sick of the NHL. This season has gone to hell. We all want to scream and yell because there are no games. Why can't they just get it done? Hockey games are so much fun. We suffer in the long run because there are no games. We're sick of waiting. Pissed off, we are hating. The pain it's creating. What the hell are these guys thinking? Hey, I love hockey. And this is crazy. But end this lockout. Play hockey, maybe. It's hard to live with. Out you hockey, but end this lockout. Play hockey, maybe. Hey, I love hockey. And this is crazy. But end this lockout. Play hockey, maybe. And all the Bruins fans are very angry. So end this lockout. Play hockey, maybe.
That's how you end a song right there.
Fred, I just, when I hear that song, I remember when hockey came back, and that was 13, right? That was when the Bruins went on that, you know, obviously the finals again. I remember when hockey came back, he was at the Harp, and it was during, I forget what round.
I was there, I remember this.
They let him take over the booth, and they played the music in the background, and it was an entire bar singing along with Mike behind the mic, play hockey, baby! And, like, he just had that play. It was like Ozzy on stage at Ozfest. Like, he had the crowd in the palm of his hand, and it was just, I mean, it was awesome. Dude, I mean, you hear that, and I miss Mike behind the mic, Allen. B, I miss the hell out of hockey, because just crap like that is what, like, this time of year, there was nothing better than hockey when you could shorts, because that knew your team, that meant your team was killing it, and and there was ridiculousness like that down over off Causeway Street. That was Mike, he needs to do a rejoining of sports song for us soon about everything coming back. I would enjoy that immensely. So maybe we'll put
on
the
bats. He used to do many things. I mean, he, the man's been stifled creatively. He needs to get going. I mean, let's have him start going crazy over here, please.
That would be nice.
Yes.
Well, there was a we played a little bit of Cam Neely earlier, and you know, he's obviously not a huge fan of the whole round robin thing, and I don't think many people on the Bruins are a fan of that. I know that Bruce Cassidy spoke to The Athletic, and he said that he was not a fan. One thing that Neely was asked about, and this is something that was kind of a big story, and it should have been a big story, was whether or not the employees of the Garden were going to get paid during all this. You know, because remember, when the games weren't played, the Jacobs family ended up saying that, okay, well, we're going to pay them if there is no regular season, if it doesn't finish. And now it's not finished, so Cam Neely was actually asked about that. I thought it was a good question.
Yeah, all the information about the part-time employee, game day employee, TD Bruins, that information went out. That was a Delaware North initiative. That information is out to them, and they know what they have to do to get the compensation that they would have if they worked those games.
Yeah. In other words, it sounds like they're getting paid, which is good, because that would have absolutely sucked if that wasn't the case, because it seemed like it was everywhere else. So now at least they've made good on that. As far as the hub cities are concerned, this has been a weird thing, because they still haven't figured out where this is going to be. I think it's almost 100% that one of them is going to be in Vegas. But what I like is the fact that the thought process is the East would play out West in Vegas, because there would be no sort of chance that a home team would end up being able to get that advantage, you know, of, as you said, Fred, the familiarity of being home and being able to get into your routine. And then you would have the teams out in the West. I've heard Columbus is one of the ones that they've been throwing out there. Like for some reason, like, that's the safest city, they believe.
Let me at those co-eds.
What's that?
Let me at those co-eds from Ohio State. Don't mind if I do. What's your major? Major guns.
See, when I think, like, good-looking college students, Ohio State isn't usually the first place I think about.
Oh, Rich, that is a mistake on your part.
I agree.
A mistake on your part.
Have any of you ever been to LSU before?
No.
Okay. Well, then, come on. We gotta start comparing.
Yeah, well, LSU is
go down south, man.
LSU, well,
hang on
a second.
To the north. What do you want?
They're good looking
and dumb, so it's awesome.
Well, that's why they're so good looking, is because they're all idiots, and that's where they get to go. Ohio State is got 100,000 kids, and it's believe me, there's plenty of good looking girls at Ohio State.
I'm sure they're good looking, but when it comes to, like, if you had to list, like, the top three schools that probably have the best looking students on campus, Ohio State wouldn't have been even in my mindset. Now, that's screw me. I've never been there, so I actually don't know. But I do know.
It's a state school with a bunch of people there, and yes, you're going to get a lot of attractive women there.
I mean, there during Greek week in college. It was amazing. To be honest with you,
fantastic. I mean,
FSU. I mean, you want to go through it? Like, I mean, all the Florida ones, pretty much. You can go to FSU. Like,
Florida's too hard to get into.
Not Florida State.
Not Florida. Yeah. And Florida State is majority women because of their nursing school.
Oh, yeah.
And so Florida State is correct. Now, Michigan is not attractive women because it's too hard to get into. However, Michigan State is full of hot chicks because it's, and it's a huge school that's not horribly hard to get into, even though I was waitlisted there. So any massive school that's not in the middle of nowhere is going to have very attractive women.
University now, Michigan, of Arizona, I mean, like, you know, you could throw
Arizona's
a bunch
too
of those.
Hard. Arizona State's better.
Dude, Gronk went there.
Oh, yeah. You know what's funny about Gronk is that he's massive and played football.
Have you seen those videos of the pool parties that he was at? Like when he was actually out of school and he went back? Like, you know, the B.B. Jones era? Like, I mean, that was, it's insane. Like, your eyes will pop out of your head if you were at one of those things.
Yeah, but, I mean, I went to Rollins, and even though it was small, there was a bunch of hot girls because it was in Florida. But they, yeah, I mean, if you, any huge public university that's not impossible to get into is going to have a bunch of hot chicks. So your dismissal of Ohio State is nothing if not ignorant on your part.
Not a dismissal, just a curiosity.
It's a giant state school that's not overly difficult to get into. Hot chicks everywhere. Just by the numbers. I mean, if you have 50,000 girls, I mean, you know, 100,000, 50,000 girls, 10,000 are going to be certainly well above average. And then if you take into account your standards, I mean, you're talking about 35,000 girls that you would sleep with.
Yeah, but it's a better looking pool when they're going to Alabama.
Alabama's too hard to get into.
Is Alabama hard to get into now?
Yeah.
Because
most of those
changed.
SEC schools are hard to get into.
LSU's not.
No, LSU is for idiots. I don't doubt that the girls. And I don't doubt that the girls at LSU are just outstanding. And Ole Miss, like, I mean, Ole Miss would just be annoying. I mean, the girls there would just be annoying. But, I mean, Texas might be too hard to get into.
That's another one you could throw in there. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's too hard to get into.
But it's a massive university. It's massive.
Yeah,
so
but
once
it's like
again, you're getting. And by the way, you're getting from a pool that's in Texas. So it's. I mean, I would take a Texas pool, even if it was tougher to get into, as compared to an Ohio pool.
No, I would. Well, do people go to Ohio State from all over the country? It's not just these people.
Texas
from,
too. I mean, you know, they all want to be near Matthew McConaughey.
That's true, but also it takes. It's too hard to get into. That's the problem with Michigan. Is that Michigan, it's too hard to get into. I mean, it's the difference between... Now Georgia's too hard to get into. I mean, Georgia Tech had beautiful women. Well, you were there.
The three of them that were there.
Yes, indeed.
There was like... I mean, that's where Georgia Tech guys used to go to FSU on, like, road trips because there were, I think it was four guys to every one...
No, 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 no. It's like 50. Believe me, I know. I used to go
there. Went there.
Yeah, I lived in Florida. Went up to Florida State and stayed at the Sig Epp house all the time.
Oh no, I'm talking about Georgia Tech. No, it was four guys to every one girl.
Oh, I thought you meant at Florida State there was four girls to every one guy. No.
I think, however, it is like 2-1. I mean, it's
not
insane.
It's not that high. But it's good. I mean, it's like 55% women. But so it's, I mean, there's a good number there. But because, again, it's like a nursing school. Believe me, I know all about it in Florida. University of Florida, too hard to get into. Miami's too small. Central Florida's too much of a commuter school. You hit me up. I'll tell you where. It's the easiest to get laid. Michigan State's a good, easy to get laid, hot, pretty hot girl school. I'm 45. I could go there and no one would even... I couldn't even bang a teacher. So what am I going to do? What were we talking about now?
I have no idea.
The hockey, going to Columbus.
Columbus.
Yeah. Those co-eds. You don't mind if I matriculate. All right, here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
This guy is a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Tonight, two all-time greats, Rob Gronkowski and Venus Williams, compete in a different kind of game.
All
rounding out the squad every week is a different celebrity guest. Team Gronk and Team Venus will face off in over-the-top challenges and ridiculous sports trivia, earning them points along the way. The winning team leaves with their prize.
That was awesome.
Hopefully. While the losing team must face a punishment we call...
Take me out!
Why do I gotta go?
In this game, anything goes. This is Game On!
Five to Sports, we're Toucher and Rich, and when you get James Corden together with Rob Gronkowski, you get a game that I don't quite understand, but nonetheless, it's just James Corden going, oh, who to get? Rob Gronkowski, you're so clever. I'm married with children. Yes. Oh, I like. Why are you getting back into football shape? I love you, lean. For television purposes only. All right. But, Rich, now, what is it? I can't even remember the name of it. You just played
Game
it.
On!
Game?
It wasn't yelling at you
game
enough.
Game on, yeah.
It was.
Bring the tail on the cordon.
Please. So I watched this last night, and it was the debut, and it's the Rob Gronkowski show. And,
I'm sure it was a huge hit.
It was. Oh, I mean, listen, God. Nothing else is on. All I know is it's an hour long, which is gratuitous.
About 58 minutes too long, yes.
An hour long of muscle.
Yes, lots of muscle. And after, like, when you first sit down to watch it, it's as if you feel as if a clown is hitting you in the face with a hammer. Like, it's just what you heard there. It's like,
it's
wow!
Not a hammer.
Oh, my God, whoa! Like, there's so much, like, whoa-ing, and oh, my God! I mean, everything, it's so loud.
Well, that's my brand of comedy is usually very subtle.
Okay, I mean, it's, like, really loud. And, like, Gronk, it's like Gronk face all over the place. Like, whoa, what's happening here? Oh! So, basically, his job is to look surprised, which is not tough for Rob Gronkowski. And they have them do these, like, wacky challenges. Now, there's a couple things you'll notice at the very beginning. The first one is this is the Rob Gronkowski show. It's all about Rob, and like Rob is the center of everything, which was pretty smart. The second thing is, why is Venus Williams on this show? She does like none of the challenges. She has no personality. She doesn't do anything. And just, it's all like, oh, all right, Venus, it's now your turn. Let's go to Rob on this. And it's like, what? You're going to throw me in like a pile of mud? Yuck, 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 yuck. So that's the show. It's like, how can we torture Rob Gronkowski? Mm-hmm. And to be quite honest, after about 10, 15 minutes, the show, and when you become numb, I'm sure almost like when you're in like a torture camp or something, you're just like, okay, well, now I'm finally numb to all of this. And so you're sitting there watching this, and you start to, enjoy it. Maybe not for the reasons they wanted you to enjoy it. Now, there's obviously Rob Gronkowski, who's being Gronk, and, you know, listen, it's tough to hate a guy, even as cheesy as he says stuff like this. Like,
you Gronk,
know.
You just won your team 3 points!
Yes!
How do you feel?
You know, I feel great. I want to show you the real reason why I won. Check out these quads, baby. Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no. Oh.
James Corden,
yes.
James Corden, what are you doing here?
Oh, look at the quads. Oh, Rob, you'll bury us all, please.
James Corden, oh. Why did you sneak on the set? You're not even supposed to be on this episode.
Why is Venus William on the show? Well, it's called misdirection. Okay. Yes. Any female athlete you can get. Sure. Now, what are those things on your legs called? Ooh, quads. I'm married with children.
Yes. I'm sure you're enjoying every minute of this.
Yes, I am. Oh. Boy, I love boobies.
Yes, you do. I'm sure you're a big fan of boobs. So there was... Now, this is where... This show, the high quality of it is fantastic. And it's every bit a midsummer replacement or a mid-season replacement. You know that you're hitting it out of the park when they set up a tease for the first half of the episode that we got a special celebrity sports challenge. All right? We're bringing out the big guns. And so they set up what is like a goal, like a soccer goal. And one of the comedians, Bobby Lee's got to get into the goal. And it's funny because he's tiny and he can't block anything. And so they're like, we're going to see if these celebrities can score on Bobby Lee.
By the way, Bobby Lee, like the hottest girlfriend in the history of the world.
Oh, well, you see. Makes someone laugh.
See, it pays being funny.
It does. Yeah. And this show has, like, the subtle production values of, like, a Kiss concert on steroids. I mean, there's, like, smoke, fire, and flames.
Yeah, I'll let you know that I created people singing in cars.
So it was time to introduce the very first celebrity soccer ball kicker. Let's take a listen.
Team Venus, let's meet your first kicker.
Okay.
Our first pop star is the frontman of a band whose album 1459 went quadruple platinum. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark McGrath!
Yeah! Yeah! My adolescent dreams have come true.
Week one, you but your very first celebrity guest. You bust out the Sugar Ray guy.
Every morning there's a halo over me as I sit and think of him.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark McGrath!
Yeah! Yay!
James Corden's like, yes!
Hello!
Straight off my teenage poster and right into my
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark McGrath!
Yeah! Since he'd be jumped off my wall and into my show.
So then
I
so
have
then,
Beefcake and the alternative tattooed bad boy. So I'm married with children.
So the singer of every morning and such hits as I Just Want to Fly, he goes out
I just
want to
fly.
He kicks. Yeah, you know, he ends up scoring. Hey, because Bobby Lee can't do anything. And they say, time for guest number two, Dan.
It is time for our next pop star penalty. Our next pop star is a Grammy-winning artist whose album Gangsta's Paradise sold 3 million copies.
Oh, boy.
You may know him as artist Leon Ivy, but I call him Coolio!
Oh, that's not... I'm not even going to make fun of that. At least Mark McGrath's done something. He was on, like, E! Or whatever the hell it was. Coolio.
So Coolio goes wandering in.
With a sandwich, like, that he got off the catering table.
Julio comes in, kicks the ball. They're like, all right. And by the way, I would think this was kind of great on their part if it was just like they didn't like talk to him and it was just they and it was kind of that would almost be funny. But no, they're blowing the, legitimately blowing this up like these are massive celebrity guests. They've been teasing it. And not
I call him Julio.
Because I bet you Coolio doesn't even get residual money that much. Because, like, because he had two hits. He had the ride, and which he probably had to give Parliament, like, every dollar of it, because it was Fantastic Voyage or whatever it is. Yeah. And then he had Gangster's Paradise. But it's not like those, you hear those songs all the time. It's not, you know, Sugar Ray, I guess Mark McGrath calls it his teacher's check, because, like, every month he gets... You know, $30,000 or something like that. So, like, it's a nice piece of income that he gets. And I don't think Coolio's getting that.
No,
I think
no.
Coolio.
So after Coolio gets up there,
and he's like a talented guy, and you know his ex partners, you know, this huge Hollywood new Scorsese guy that's in Hollywood, and here's Key going, I'm hosting this crap.
Yeah.
Coolio. Ugh.
All right, so then they say, all right, we're going to save the best for last. Let's let it roll.
It is time for our final pop star penalty. Our final pop star is a Grammy-winning, multi-platinum artist and actress with one of music's most iconic voices. Please welcome the incredible Macy Gray!
Yeah! Ooh. Fred, she walked out there in a jumpsuit. It was really something.
No,
what the hell did she sing?
Stop. So she, that one song, which my I walk away, but I choke. Talk away, I stumble. And then she just hey, hang on. She might get. She gave us one of the best national anthems ever, I believe. Macy Gray, which I'll try to find here. But so Macy Gray, you know, she had one song, and I think it was in like 1998.
Please welcome the incredible.
Yeah, she's the greatest.
Macy Gray!
Yes! So she comes walking out, and it was awesome because you could, I'm not joking, I bet she had no idea what the hell she said yes to. I think it was just like, all right, you want to pay me? She walked out and picked up the soccer ball and just started walking around with it. Like, no, you're supposed to kick the soccer ball. And she's like, oh. And then she just puts it down a random place. Like, no, Macy, don't put it there. You put it back here. Like, she was either drunk or just had no idea what was going on and didn't, I don't think they asked her a question. They're just like, well, we got Macy Gray. Apparently,
please welcome the incredible Macy Gray.
Yes! Chances
it's like
any
a time
of these people
machine from 20 years ago.
Chances any of these people charge more than $100 on Cameo.
I am going to bet you. I mean, Coolio might shoot for the moon, but the I'm going to bet you that for Macy Gray and Coolio, they did it for scale. Like, they did it for whatever you would pay, you know, some guy who's got a line on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Again, listen to what happens with Macy Gray. Let's let the Macy Gray play. Dan? Yeah, you have it. Yeah, just play, because it finishes with the Macy Gray. Play it right there.
Macy, it is such an honor to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah. So when you're ready, take your pop star penalty.
Okay. Right there.
Oh, what?
Is that right?
Oh, no, Mason, we got to put it on the white spot.
I do? Hold on.
She just picks up the ball and starts walking around. And was like, what are you doing? Like, what is she? Like, nobody told her what to do. It was almost like they just grabbed.
No, Macy, you do whatever you want. Let me focus on Mark McGrath.
So this show is, you know what? It's worth watching, to be
ladies
honest.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark McGrath!
Yeah! Like, I mean, for all the wrong reasons, it's worth watching.
If that's the way they start it, I mean, it can only get better.
Well, I mean I'll give now, no fault of Rob Gronkowski. He's doing what he does best, and that is like yelling and making confused faces, and you know, he's perfect for this. But everything else around it, what was awesome too is when they announced Coolio, they immediately zoomed into J.R. Smith as if like he was going to freak out that Coolio had shown up. Like the camera was like, J.R. Smith was like, all right, man. Okay. Coolio. All right. I'm friends with guys who are a million times more famous than this. I'm supposed to lose my mind. Oh, man. It is a show that, believe it or not, after, as I said, the pummeling of just audio and sound at the beginning of it, you kind of start enjoying for the wrong reasons. This is going to be great bad television for at least the 2 or 3 weeks before it's canceled.
Yeah, I would doubt that. You remember her from the sidelines of L.A. Laker games and her role in Caddyshack 2, Diane Cannon.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark McGrath! Yeah! Yeah!
Okay, I have
you
to
You remember
find-
him from as a child star in Give Me a Break and his starring role in The Single Guy, Jonathan Silverman.
Jeremy, what's his name? Joey Slotnick?
Joey Isn't that the Slotnick, guy?
Well,
that's right.
That's John's guy.
My guy.
Okay. Better guest list. Game On or the NHL Awards?
Oh, boy.
I mean, well, NHL Awards by a nose.
Oh, I don't even know. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think Mark McGrath might beat just about anyone at the NHL Awards.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to say.
All right, I can't. Okay, if back at the station, if you could, find Macy Gray doing the national anthem, it's one of the all-time greats. What she not only forgets the words, she isn't good anyway. Like, she's not a good singer. Every year there is an artist that the Grammys try to push on us that are supposed to be like amazing and mind-blowing, like India.re, and they're, you know, all, like these people like you're never going to hear from ever again. And this is what Macy Gray was, one of those people. It just came out, hi, 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 and her voice was just like with this weird tone, and she disappeared, of course, immediately after that. But she did give us that moment, so I'll see if we can find that. I'll see if we can find that.
You know him as Buddy Lembeck on Charles in Charge in his iconic role on Eight is Enough and Peyton Nichols in the movie Zapped. Willie Ames, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Well, listen, it sounds like everyone had a good time, but Rich, there is important stuff to get to. Am I right or am I wrong?
Fred, a judgment needs to be made.
Yeah, we have to get serious here for a minute. I know this show likes to have fun and games, but it's time to get pretty serious, and we'll discuss why in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.